Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our heaven-bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2234, first written November 30th, 2018. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." There's something special about little babies. They're so innocent, cute, and just helpless. They can't survive without adults being around them. They make funny noises, and so often we can't recognize who's who for a while. And those little hearts will be loved and adored. They will be held, rocked, sung to, photographed, and bragged about. We love babies. They change our lives. It's amazing all the things a couple has to do in their home just to get ready for a baby. They truly change our lives. Recently, I looked at one of our new grandchildren. He was born just the other day. It made me think of my son, who is now his new daddy. He was like that one time. There was a time when I was like that. And this is the way that Jesus came into this world, a sweet little baby. He wasn't talking. He wasn't wearing a golden halo. I doubt that many gave Mary a baby shower. Most felt disappointed and ashamed with Mary. Most thought that Joseph was really an outstanding guy. How could he do this? Shameful. They weren't married. And if it wasn't Joseph's baby, was Mary so scandalous that she was running around with someone else while she was engaged to Joseph? Mary claimed it was God who made her pregnant. But that sounded ridiculous. Why would God do that? Why would God do that to her? It had never happened before. All of this sounded like a way to cover up her sin. The wonderful news about carrying the Messiah must have made Mary feel embarrassed and even an outcast. The prophet Isaiah begins with this powerful statement about the coming Messiah by announcing a child will be born to us. A baby. A baby in the manger is how we see it. Cute. Adorable, soft, unable to speak, but loved by Mary. Heaven's child didn't come with an escort. He didn't receive VIP treatment in a suite at the local hospital. Born in a barn among animals. Born without a doctor, hospital staff, baby warmers, and a host of things that took place for us as we saw our new grandbaby the other day. No IVs for Mary. It wasn't too long ago, just a generation before me, that many were born at home. Man didn't make it. History tells of so many young mothers who died at childbirth. The sad stories of a baby and a mother being buried together sprinkled throughout this country. Some lessons for us. We all come into the world the same way, born of a woman, just as Jesus was. No one begins life without the ability to speak, comes into the world with a job or an education. The greatest and the most common all enter the world the same way. We don't know our name, our mother's name, or anything other than we are hungry and all we can do is squeak and cry to get someone's attention. The advantages that quickly separate us in life come not from ourselves but from others. The color of our skin, our family name, the position in life of our parents can open doors that will be closed to others. Advantages come not from the little baby but from the others around him. The royal family in England has had some recent births. Those children will grow up in palaces. Most of them will not work 9-to-5 jobs. They will have servants around them all their lives. My little grandson won't have any of those things. Side by side, those babies may look and act the same, but the differences in this life is found in who and what the family is. Influences life quickly shape us in our personality. Some babies never go home with their mothers. They're adopted out for one reason or another. Some will have a tough road ahead of them because of neglect, meanness, and indifference. Some will grow up in an environment of adults who are wicked and godless. Those tiny little ears will hear words that should never be spoken. They will witness blasphemy and sin and everyday prejudices. It may never hear the Lord's name thanked. It may never read the wonderful stories of God from the Bible. It may never hear the joy and the beauty of worshiping God on Sunday. That child is set on the course that leads away from God. As he grows, his influences and choices can keep him on that track, or he can see the wonder of God. My little grandbaby will have such an advantage in his life. He is loved by the couple that love each other. Their home honors the Lord and praises him daily. He will learn about the Lord. He'll be taking the Bible classes, and he may even sit in the audience and listen to me preach. He will learn that certain words are not allowed in his home. He will be guided and shaped to make the right choices. As disappointments come, and they will come, he will learn to live life the way God wanted him to live. He will not lose the dignity and the grace that God has given him. He'll be taught to be a man that leads others and influences others. He'll be shown how to be a man of God and a man of his word. These things do not just happen, and they do not just fall from heaven. My son and his wife will have years and years of influencing, correcting, teaching, guiding, and showing their little son how to love the Lord and love others. If, like his new dad, he will learn to be a servant. He will shovel neighbors' driveways in the winter. He'll help others move. He'll pick up sticks in the yard for others. He'll clean out stuffed garages. He'll get dirty and tired and even complain a bit, but he'll look back and realize the good in helping others. I know this because his new dad was the one that I took to do all those things. I look at that little baby boy and wonder if he would lead singing like his daddy one day. I wonder if he'd preach like his uncle and I do. I wonder if he would teach Bible classes as his mother does. A child is born. Blessings from heaven. A gift from the Lord. A huge responsibility for new parents. A little bundle of joy that changes our lives and puts wonderful responsibilities upon us to shelter, to guide, and to shape that little heart and personality. And if this old world continues on, someday that little baby may grow up, marry, and have a little child of his own someday. Sweet beginnings, precious moments and memories, powerful responsibilities. A generation goes and a generation comes. Our Lord chose to come this way as a little baby. Reminders of scriptures, much to be thankful for. Life, we all come into this world the same way. We all are the same in that way. Because of influence, choices, we have done what is before us. Be kind to little ones. Be patient with new parents. Set forth the example of holiness and righteousness. Point the way to our Savior. What wonderful reminders for all of us. Thank you for listening.